What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. And
Squidward is looking at me.
Yes, I'm wearing an Old Bold and Brash shirt from SpongeBob.
Is that your new lingo?
What?
Old Bold and Brash and Mold?
My lingo?
Lingo. Dead.
Oh, dead lingo.
Lingo is dead.
What is lingo?
Lingo's from The Simpsons. He's the Lisa's robot? Grammar robot.
Oh, yeah.
Homer's like, lingo. Dead.
Lingo is dead.
Like, how has Simpsons been on for so long?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's like, I'm not big on it, but yesterday we were watching
The Alien Burns. I love Alien Burns.
Me too.
Now, I was always scared of Alien Burns.
You know what I used to be scared of? Thriller. The music video.
Yeah. When he turns around and his eyes are like,
that really freaked me out. Now I can understand.
What about the Weird Al? What about the Weird Al Eat It video where he has the yellow eyes?
I love Weird Al. Listen to Amish
Paradise.
Well, Uncle Mike shared it, and I was like, how does Uncle Mike even know this song?
Is it better than the original?
Yes.
Yeah.
To me.
Probably.
I remember the one time me and Molly did the radio show, and immediately after, Gangsta's Paradise came on. That was great.
Intriguing choice.
It was. So, we're back after a one-week hiatus. We had a sleepover at Cubs again.
Sorry, it wasn't live.
Yeah, we could have done it live.
Oh, man.
We did at one point think, because we had our family and Cub's wife, C, her family there. I thought about just putting a mic in the middle of the table and going. Yeah.
Mic it up.
We did not, but we did invent a new game while we were there. And it's probably not new. I'm sure someone somewhere has done this.
Not like us.
We call it New Pool. Because Cub has a pool table.
It's true.
And me and Care tried to play pool, and we're really bad at pool.
Well, you're worse than I am.
I am awful at it. Like, I get the concept of, like, how you're supposed to hit it.
I just can't.
And
geometry and whatnot is probably useful.
I didn't realize, also, you have to call out where you're trying to hit.
It depends on what game you're playing.
Yeah.
It's not necessary in New Pool.
No, so new pool is a little. We forego the cue stick.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And you just use your hand, like you pull the cue ball back and just let it go.
Fling the ball.
You just throw the white ball around.
Yeah, it's amazing. And at first, Cub was all, like, judgmental.
Was I?
You were. Yeah.
You were like,
You're like, oh, like, because we couldn't actually play pool. And then you kind of, like, you sidled up. And you're like, oh, I want to play.
You still have to hit whatever color or, I guess, design solids or stripes.
Yeah, it's the same basic, like, whichever one gets hitting first is your...
Yeah.
But you can add moves to it.
Cub adds flair.
He has a lot of flair.
37 pieces of flair, honestly.
Well, if you think that's enough pieces of flair for you.
That's a great movie.
Is that where that came from, is Office Space?
Probably.
Just the term pieces of flair?
So. Oh, I'm sure.
I love that movie.
He just has pieces of flair.
That's Hank Hill.
What?
The manager, Well, he directed that.
That was his movie.
I did not know that.
Yep. That's such a good movie. Yeah.
Office Space, for those that...
Yeah, I said it already. I did.
Because I was like, do I even know? I believe you have my statement.
Also, if you have not seen Office Space...
You have to watch it.
Go out and do it. Like,
it gets a little weird, like, but the last hour of it, or like the last 40 minutes.
Pretty
but
good for, like, people who work in an office. You're
honestly,
like,
if you work anywhere...
Yeah, you can...
Like,
yeah.
you can relate to it if That's you have true. A job.
If you are employed...
It's just all about, like, the ridiculous... I mean, it's better for an office because it's like the really mundane. Really knocks down the cube walls
and stuff. It starts like gutting a fish.
Yep. Amazing.
It's a great movie.
Also, so, Cox from Scrubs is in it.
Yeah. Bob Slidell. Bob Slidell. What would you say you do here? I'm
good with paint. I love using that quote. It's like just in everyday
it's
life.
It's like the best quote.
It actually has a lot of good quotes.
It does.
The... the copier scene or the printer. Oh I have the Funkos of that.
Letter? Wasn't that PC load letter scene like?
Yeah, the paper got stuck for real.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just like improvised. Yep.
I love. I have the Funkos where it's Samir and Michael like destroying with the bats. Yeah.
I love when they have to like hold them back from going back at it.
But yeah, if you haven't watched it,
yes,
you need to watch it.
Highly recommend.
So new pool.
Oh.
Well, Cubs Flair.
Cubs Flair at one point. He
does a lot of spin.
Trick moves.
He hits it really hard, sometimes off the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't you get hit with the one?
You hit me in the leg with one of the balls, and I just, like, looked at my leg, and I was like, ouch.
He hit my leg.
Yeah, you were on the table at one point.
Well, like,
there's no rules against that.
There's not.
Jumped off the little ledge next to the stair throwing the ball.
Yeah, yep.
Later in the night, as I was the only fully sober one, I was beating you two.
That happened.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I won a game.
You might have won. Someone beat me once. Default. Yeah, I think I might have.
Because I might have potted the eight ball. You got the eight ball. Or I got the eight ball.
No one can deny my flair, though.
No.
No, it was
certainly there.
It definitely was there. But yeah, that's what we were doing last weekend. And then we went out for breakfast the next day. If you're in, like, the Erie area, you gotta go to Flip Cafe in Edinburgh.
I just call it Flips.
Yeah. I do, too. That's not technically what it is. There.
In the fridge, it's like a week old, though.
I'd eat it, too. I'm not gonna lie.
So
I'd
good.
I'd eat, like, week-old burritos if they're Taco Bell.
So
I just risk it.
I got a meal that was sausage gravy and biscuits with eggs and bacon and fried potatoes on it.
And like Chipotle.
And Chipotle mayo. Oh,
it's so, so good. I've never had a bad meal there.
No? Ever. Well, I've only been there twice.
I've been there a couple times. I've
probably been there, like, 5, 6, 7 times, something like that.
If you're in the Erie area, you should go.
Erie area.
Throwback. Ooh, we are recording this on Super Bowl Sunday, by the way, where Shakira will be performing.
She will be performing.
I said, I only know like 3 Shakira songs.
Yeah.
I don't really know any J-Lo songs except, like Jenny from the Block, and I don't even know it. Well, Love Don't Cost a Thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's about it. That's all I know.
And it's all the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Lyle from the Block.
I'm still
Lyle from the Block. Lyle's just walking around the block.
But yeah.
Well.
When is the halftime show? Even like midnight?
That's the one thing I hate about the Super Bowl. They should start like an hour earlier.
Yeah, they should.
Because it's going to go from 6:30 to probably like 11.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. By the set is,
that's like by the Royal set Rumble.
It's time and done.
Yep. But there's more that we have to talk about.
Right? Well, okay. Can I go on a tangent?
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble, as Care just mentioned.
Yes.
I love the Rumble.
What position would you want to come in at?
I mean, you'd really want to come in at 30, right?
You'd want
but
to come
that's
out
less impressive.
It is.
If you were to win.
But, I mean, the only goal is...
You'd be so exhausted.
You'd be headlining WrestleMania, so would you care?
I'd want to come in at some odd number.
I'd want to come in kind of middle, maybe.
Like 15.
Yeah, like 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like, you're going to have to be in for a while, but...
You can get out all the ones that are tired from the beginning.
True. I'm not sure. I'll have to fact check this, but I think Shawn Michaels is the only one who ever won it from one.
Oh, that's good knowledge.
Yeah, well, let me look it up.
Good top hat. But, yeah, I mean, Edge was just in the Rumble. He came back.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I heard from Walt.
But he had, like, a broken neck.
Yeah.
What?
I need Punk to come back. That would make me start watching wrestling again.
Yeah.
Just to see how wild CM Punk is.
I, like, threw it on. I threw SmackDown on, like, a few weeks ago just to see, like, yeah, where they were at. And I was like, this is atrocious. Like,
yeah, Shawn Michaels won from one.
It's all the same stuff.
It's bad. Yeah.
How's The Fiend?
I don't know.
Weird. There.
Fiend makes me nervous.
You can get the Funko of that now.
Pass.
There are so many Funkos. So, all around now, Backstreet Boys, ooh, Tombstone, and Gladiator are all coming out.
Lyle's about to drop like hundreds.
Well, he did get a job. He'll have some money.
Oh yeah, I get paid this week.
Mm. Get money, get paid.
But we're going to move on a little. Like that. New pool. We didn't really have much. We just wanted it's to fun. Tell you that we invented it. New pool.
Right. Can't copyright it because we copyrighted.
Oh, the other thing we tried with new pool is three person
pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where each person gets like 1 through 5, yep, and then 6 through 10, and 11 through 15. It was harder because it was harder to keep track of.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, did I? What numbers? I could never remember what numbers.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
It was fun though. But we are gonna move on and discuss this side of justice.
Oh, man.
Now, this side of justice was a movie trailer that me and Care made, yeah, using, like, Microsoft Movie Maker.
Just stole pictures off the internet, yep, of actors and actresses for our...
Did this predate work?
No. No, this was actually, like, 2013.
How's work, though?
Oh, we'll get into work. Thank you for bringing it up, because I wasn't going to. Oh, just, man. I didn't think about it. But, so this side of justice is a movie starring people playing us, like, mm-hmm, the three of us, and assorted family members.
Yep.
And there are villains in it, and... Like,
what was even the premise of the premise, side of justice?
We had to stop villains from kidnapping, like, a Russian played by Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Who would have done a great job.
Who could create nuclear weapons with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. He just, like...
What?
Just, like, made them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
So, Cub was played by Dennis Leary because... Would you like to...
Your line?
The quote...
I don't think we've brought up the quote.
Probably before. Not.
I can't remember if we did in passing.
It's like a great quote.
So it's because I could envision Dennis Leary saying this,
mm-hmm,
where he would punch someone in the face and then, like, pull off. Wait.
No, he wouldn't have his ring off.
Right, yes. So he takes, like, a big ring off of, mm-hmm, his hand, punches a guy, and then says, quote, I did you a favor. I took the ring off first.
I could so hear
great,
that and I could see that saying. Being like a trailer tag.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
He took off the ring.
Care, you were played by Anne Hathaway.
Yes, mostly because we both have brown hair and eyes.
She was Cat Lady.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have been told I look like her.
And then I was played by Edward Norton
for some reason.
I liked Edward Norton.
He's a good guy.
I like Edward Norton.
No, he's hard to work with, I've heard.
He's incredibly hard to work with. But he's a great voice actor.
Maybe we shouldn't have him in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Should we reconsider this?
Well, we'll get to that. But remember Isle of Dogs?
Yeah.
He's got a good voice.
Did you make that up too?
Isle of Dogs. No, it's a real movie. Great.
Pile of Dogs?
Isle of Dogs.
Yes, that's a pile of
it's
dogs.
It's like a stop motion.
Oh.
It was really good.
I've
though.
Never heard of that.
Look it up. It's actually on my Vudu account.
But it's done in like a Japanese.
Have you updated
style
your Vudu, by the way, lately?
Like with stuff?
Yeah.
I'm always like updating it.
I need to like look.
Yeah, check it out. It's really good.
Always has stuff. But you need to watch Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh, when he, like, sutures laser breath.
Sutures laser breath.
When yes, he's like, he sutures me.
I saw the trailer, like, yesterday, where he's like, ah! And he, like, shoots the... he shoots his, like, blue lasers, and then some...
It's atomic breath.
And then some guy's like, long live the king. And then that reminded me of Scar.
Damn.
From Lion King.
He does say, long live the king.
Great movie.
Lion King?
Yes.
Best but... Disney movie?
No.
We'll have to discuss that, though.
Why it's not a good now? Topic.
Did we discuss that before?
No. Not Best Disney.
We never did. Also, Best Disney Song.
Are we sure? I thought we talked about it on the live one.
Ooh. Might need to put a pin in it, then.
Yeah, yeah, we'll come back to it. We
talk about songs, though.
Okay, well, we can...
That's true, because Mulan has some of the best.
Mm. I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah, must be swift as the rolling thunder.
You know
the thunder roll.
Also a good song. Also, All That Remains covers that song.
The Thunder Rolls?
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing any of the songs in the live-action Mulan.
Well, it's supposed to be more serious.
Well, there's a woman who turns into a falcon, so yeah, I'm not a,
Is Mushu in it?
No.
Then I don't want to see it.
Right.
It does look good, though. It looks very action-y.
It does, look good.
Maybe I'll see it.
Other great songs... Why Should I Worry?
Wait, we were discussing.
Yeah, but I like this tangent, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why should I worry? Billy Joel in Oliver and Company.
Oh.
I may not have a time.
That was good.
He uses Savoir Faire in it.
I feel like Lion King has a lot of good songs.
Oh, yeah, like the entire... Like
as a collection?
Yeah, the entire movie.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite song from Lion King is definitely Be Prepared.
Oh, with the drums.
Just Can't Wait to Be King. Hakuna Matata. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? The Circle of Life.
Shakira did not sing that.
But she could.
Well, I could too.
I'm trying to go.
You could do it. Oh. With Shakira.
The Love Tonight.
The best. And I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
Cares rolling her sleeves up.
The best Disney song.
No. I disagree.
She knows what I'm going to say. Okay. You'll Be in My Heart. Phil Collins, Tarzan.
Well, also, I would have disagreed with anything because the best Disney song is I Won't Say I'm in Love from Hercules.
That's a great song.
No chance.
I don't really know songs.
What about Colors of the Wind?
Ooh.
But, like, the whole Tarzan soundtrack, like, that meme that's, like, Phil Collins didn't have to go that hard for us, but he did.
But also, Tarzan did not, he was, like, not hairy, though.
At all. He had long hair, that was it.
He didn't even have a beard.
He had some chest hair, I think.
No, I think he was.
No, he was completely, he was, he basically got, like, a bikini thing or whatever. Like, a, what is it called, a bikini wax?
A Brazilian.
Well, that's...
Well, he got a full body wax.
And who's doing that? Are the monkeys doing
probably.
This?
Probably.
Is there like a spa that in the jungle?
Likes him.
Oh. Which one?
The ape. Well, they're all like apes.
Turk?
Like in that?
They're friends.
Are they more than friends?
Turk wants more.
I hope not.
Lyle's like getting really nervous.
Tantor. Well,
anyway.
Any more Disney songs?
Of course.
I mean, there's like a million.
Isn't there a Quasimodo song?
There's not really great ones.
Like, Ring the Bell.
The Bells of Notre Dame.
No.
Notre Dame.
It's Out There, isn't that his?
Maybe.
I can't remember what it's called, but he has like an epic.
What about the lusty one that Frollo sings about Esmeralda?
We talked about that.
Yeah.
That's a little disturbing.
I mean, that's like...
It's rated G.
It's rated G.
How's
it rated G? Someone screwed up.
The themes in that movie...
He, like, smells her hair like a little creepily.
The themes in that movie are great.
Yeah, not
but they're not for a rated G movie.
No.
Right. Does Toy Story count?
Yeah. Well, sure, we'll count it.
I do not. No, you can't say You've Got a Friend in Me is like a...
It's a good one.
You've got a friend in me.
You're not... Okay.
What about the one for Monsters, Inc.? I can't remember what it's called.
Put that thing back where it came from.
No, the... What's their song? If I didn't have you.
If I was a friend...
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
That was a friend.
Did you know they're making a Monsters, Inc. show on Disney Plus?
Yes, it's called Monsters University.
No, Monsters at Work.
Oh.
But it's going to have Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
I'm going to have to watch
it. I can't wait. I saw some more February, but I haven't heard anything else about it.
February 5th, Lego Masters. I will
be
watching
that.
Oh, yeah.
With Will Arnett. Lego Batman.
I like competitions like that where it's artsy. Like, I always liked Face Off, where it was like makeup artists.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The baking ones are good because I like to see how they
What about Animal Face Off?
Oh, that was a good show.
It was.
That was underrated. Real quick, though, they showed the Lego, the preview for that, yeah. And like some people's tower, like, fell over. And then, like, it was, like, the most devastating, which it would be.
It like, would be.
You'd be like, iridocyclitis.
The taste of iridocyclitis.
Shout out to Vine.
I love
Vine. R.I.P. Vine.
It's back.
What?
One of the creators of Vine has a new app called Byte. B-Y-T-E.
Oh.
And it's 6-second videos. So we need to see if all the Vine people go back.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Iridocyclitis.
All right, so we've been on... So we're... our movie, The Side of Justice.
But I'm still thinking about good Disney songs.
What about Little Mermaid? Under the Sea.
I was just going to say, I love Poor Unfortunate Souls.
That's a good one.
It's sad. But Part of Your World is, like, probably the best
Little Mermaid song. Part of you... Whoa.
Lyle just motioned like coming out of the water.
Strategically placed waves.
But back to our movie.
Okay. Yeah. Reboot.
So, well, who else was in the movie?
Who played Mom and Dad?
Samuel L. Jackson had to be in it.
Russell Crowe played Dad.
And Julia Roberts played Mom. Yeah. So the ages already don't make sense.
No, if I'm Dennis Leary.
I mean, I would say Edward Norton and Julia Roberts are, like, probably the same
Anne
age.
Anne Hathaway would be the youngest one of that group.
Uncle Mike was played by Billy Burke, but only if he was from Twilight.
Yes. And only if he had a mustache.
Yeah.
Because Charlie Swan had a mustache.
Yeah. Wolverine was in it. Not yes. Hugh Jackman. Wolverine.
But see, you have to watch the movie to see what happened.
Yeah.
Why was he in it?
So Patrick Stewart was in it. And then I can't remember...
Sort of an X-Men like flair here,
kind
of
like a team. Yeah,
maybe.
Who was the team?
Oh, wasn't... our love interests.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Chris Hemsworth was mine.
I'm not surprised by that.
Mine was Amy Adams.
Oh yeah.
I think Denzel was in it.
Yeah,
like as part of our team.
Denzel's great in every movie.
Yeah.
That's why he needs to but just then, be in.
Who were the villains? John Malkovich was definitely
so
one.
So we made sequels, and then we just had more villains.
Yeah, people just kept getting added into this.
And, like, Jules and M were in it.
Jules Cole, was... Was Cole in it? Cole was Cole. Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It doesn't really match him.
No, not at all.
Did he say it?
I think so.
Was Nicolas Cage in any of them?
No, I don't think so, but he should have been. Who was Jules?
Ellen Page?
Yeah, and Abigail Breslin was M.
Ah.
Zombieland. See, if mm-hmm. Core now, he would be Nicholas Holt, like, for sure.
Who's that?
Lyle always thinks Core looks like Nicholas Holt.
Beast from the new X-Men's.
Oh.
No.
There's, like, he doesn't look like him, but there's something that...
I literally see no resemblance.
All right, well, anyway, so then...
0.1.
Then... We did 3 trailers. There's This Side of Justice, The Other Side of Justice.
The Far Side,
the far of, side justice. Of Justice.
Was that and also The Dark Side of Justice?
Ooh.
I think The Far Side of Justice was the time travel one.
Mm.
Because
where
we
I was
had,
played by Helen Mirren.
Yep, and I was played by Robert Duvall.
And you...
You were Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Which, again, the ages don't work out at
I
all.
Yeah, but I like that.
Because Robert Duvall's like...
We were just
80
old.
Something.
I don't think we actually did. I think we made a trailer for that one.
Yeah,
too.
We did.
Was it like the show Red?
Pretty much
would have been. Yeah.
What about the song "Old Red"?
Great song.
Tricks.
Blake Shelton.
Tricksters.
I was like mind blown at the end of that.
Oh, he tricked him.
Red haired blue ticks all in the South.
Love got me in here and love got me out.
And if this is Austin.
So
different song, but also a good one.
So we've entered the portion of our episodes where, like, the last one was a lot of tangents.
Oh yeah,
this one's a lot
of
tangents.
Sorry, that's probably me.
Tangents.
So did we decide Austin by Blake Shelton? Austin is the city.
Yeah.
I
maybe
like,
he called.
But
her
it was
Austin,
a person,
like a nickname.
Austin was not the person.
That's... Can we confirm?
Yeah, I'll
all right, this
the
is
lyrics.
Like Skater Boy all over.
Quote, I said
see you later, boy. No, I'm pretty sure, because he's just listing all the things on the answering machine, and if this call is from Austin,
oh.
I still love
he figured
you.
Figured she'd gone back to Austin.
Yeah.
But it could have been a telemarketer from Austin.
It could have been.
And then he's telling, like, it's professing his love for some telemarketer.
That's a great
what
song.
What if Austin is a dude?
So,
it could be.
And he wants to fight Austin.
The end
but
of
then he loves Austin because he's secretly always
maybe.
Loved him.
The end of this tangent if we rebooted this side of justice, first off, what would it be called? And who would play us in the reboot? Like, the new side of justice.
The new side of justice. That was my thought.
Is that one of them?
I don't think we used that yet.
That would be the new reboot. So who plays
Who would
you?
Play us in this movie? And also, what would the plot be? I think I'll go first. So, I have grown to think that I would be played by Jake Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
From New Girl, Jurassic World, Tag.
I love him in Tag. He's always high.
But in Jurassic World especially, because he's got the like glasses. The big glasses and the facial hair. Like,
but he also has like a
shirt, like a t-shirt and like a button down. Yeah. Like,
basically,
it fits me
when you
perfectly.
Wear flannels and
yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He fits me perfectly, so that's who would play me.
Well, see, unfortunately, who would play me is probably Zooey Deschanel.
Oh.
Mm, that would be a good one for you. So it'd just be like a new girl
type. Yeah, I could be the Schmidt guy.
who would play Cub?
I really
like,
don't know.
Like Zooey Deschanel.
What's his.
Would
what's, be. Yeah, I.
A good
I
one
think
for me.
So too.
Just we have different colored eyes, but that's okay.
I could be Michael B. Jordan.
I mean,
you could be.
There's no rule saying you can't.
But I don't know. I kind of do see like what's his name, Max Greenfield.
No, Cub doesn't.
No, probably not.
Because he never has facial hair.
Well, that's true. Who would play Cub?
Probably Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
I could see.
I could actually
Chris
see that.
Pratt.
Or the grown-up version of the kid from the Sandlot.
What?
We were just watching that today.
Angsty Cub.
There's an Angsty Cub in there.
Where? In the Sandlot?
Yeah, so he's one of the random members of the team. There's like a nerd kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's you.
What? Oh, yeah. The like taller kid?
Yeah. Bertram.
Angsty Cub.
Yeah, that does look
it's
like
100%.
Even got the Harry Potter glasses.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what he looks like now, but
well,
Chris Pratt would be a good one for you. Maybe now we should make Mom and Dad's characters more like...
Probably.
Age-appropriate.
Dad could be like Michael Caine.
Well, that's a little too old.
How old is Helen Mirren?
She's like 80.
Probably
too old.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. Isn't it Helen Mirren anyway?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh.
Dad could be played by Jason Statham.
Helen Mirren is 74.
Okay.
She's also English?
Yeah.
My knowledge is not as good as yours on that.
Who would play Mom?
I still want
Dad
to play Russell Crowe. I mean,
yeah,
Russell Crowe to
know.
Play Dad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That,
well,
yeah
we'll make it work.
What about Suzanne Summers?
I think you're thinking of
Summer Sanders
or Susan Sarandon.
Oh,
I'm not.
Summer wasn't Summer Sanders from like
Figure It Out? Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
she was. I had like a crush on her. Summer Sanders.
Yeah, wasn't she like an Olympian?
Was she?
I'm googling her.
Who plays Mom?
I'm gonna go with. Oh, Jodie Foster.
No.
No. I prefer. Yeah. I think Mom can be Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I don't like that name.
Sigourney?
Yeah, it sounds like she's going on a Sigourn.
Isn't that one of the Key and Peele names? It's like Sigourney Jr. or something.
I don't probably.
For what?
One of the East-West
Bill. Oh, probably.
That would be
Which
sense.
Also, if you haven't seen...
Amazing.
Oh, those are all
right, so who else would be in this movie?
Like, well, love interest probably still gonna be okay. It's either Chris Hemsworth or Ryan Reynolds because I love Ryan Reynolds.
I'm gonna go with Alison Brie. Yeah,
not Gal Gadot.
Oh, that'd be mine.
All right.
So there you go.
There we go. Who would be the villain?
Ooh. Everyone.
I kind of like Samuel L. in a villain role.
I do, too. Sometimes. We were just watching Kong Skull Island, where he is
a
villain.
Spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
He's also a villain in Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He is funny in that. Who else as a villain?
Can't just be Samuel L. It's got to be, like, to take us all on, they need more than
more than, like, clones of Samuel.
Whoa. Oh, we could just do Samuel clones.
Yeah.
There's, like, eight of them.
He builds his army.
I feel like Ian McKellen could make a good villain.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was Magneto.
You make a good villain.
Yeah.
Would hooks make it better?
No, but they'd be kind of cool.
I mean...
What about the purple guy from Jessica Jones?
David Tennant?
Yeah,
he would be a good villain.
He would be a good villain.
Yeah, it's just like a random assortment. They're just like, hey, guess what? I don't like Care. And then, like Samuel L. doesn't like me, and, like,
yeah.
David Tennant doesn't like Cub.
They're all like, yeah, I've had issues with him.
Doesn't like Lyle, so they just team up.
All right, so it would be Chris Pratt, Zooey Deschanel, Jake Johnson... Russell Crowe, Sigourney Weaver, Gal Gadot, Alison Brie,
Chris Hemsworth and Ryan Reynolds.
All right, fair.
They can fight.
Against,
they can fight over me.
Against Ian McKellen, Samuel L. Jackson, and David Tennant.
And then Samuel L. clones.
And Samuel L. clones.
Like
Samuel L. troopers.
That would be the new side of justice.
Wow, that's a great cast.
Yeah. We can throw Adam Driver in there too somewhere.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Either on our team or not.
He'd be a wild card.
Maybe he's a spy. He flips.
Yeah.
I really like him.
He works
like
for everything he's in is good.
He flips at Flip Cafe.
He's Ooh. Tired of taking care of the Samuel L. clones, so
he's like their caretaker.
And Taika Waititi would be in it too.
He has to. I love him so much.
Oh, and Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
And this is getting pretty big.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ensemble cast. Anyway, I almost forgot, but Cub. Would you like to tell the people about work?
So I'm trying to estimate when work would have been created.
Wasn't it like 2003?
Yeah, like when did you work at
Sarah Ames? I started there in August of 2002. August 5th, to be exact. Mm-hmm. So I imagine it had to be produced in 2003, 2004, probably?
Probably around that time frame.
Work was essentially a creation of... like clips I made in paint or like things I drew in paint about my job.
Yes.
That was like narrated by me and set to random music.
Roland
by Limp Bizkit was in
Was it
that.
Mortal Kombat?
Yes. And it basically was
you
like...
Didn't you do everyone's names?
Oh, yeah. So basically, like, it was about a day in the life of me at work, but then... like, well, I forget what happened.
Someone you worked with was the villain.
Oh, yeah. Won't be named.
No.
I don't even remember who it was.
But yeah, essentially, I had my, like, allies. Yeah. My squad.
Yep.
In work, and it was probably like five
part
minutes
one, part
long.
We do fast and hungry.
Yes, that refers that to I was tasked Fridays and Saturday nights. I was tasked with like what we called cans.
Extra job.
It was an extra job, and I didn't get paid more for it, but I did get reimbursed with like a meal of my choice.
That's fair.
Which is good. Yeah, like. And anyway, I had to work with this like older Russian guy. He was awesome, and he like took me under his dishwashing wing. That's what I started as. Anyway, we had to do cans, but we like developed this like synergy together where we didn't even need to like communicate. We knew eventually. We like knew how we had to do the task and like. Essentially, it was like dumping tomato sauce and like, what's it called? Like stewed tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like in preparation for making the sauce.
Oops.
And we had to dump them into these big like buckets and then take them to the walk-in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The process itself probably took like 30, 45 minutes, but it felt like forever. And yeah. Oh, man.
That was a great
Those were
movie.
The days.
Does it still exist somewhere?
It has to.
Probably.
It has
I
to
think
exist
on the old computer.
Yeah, it has
smart
to exist
drive.
Like on a hard drive somewhere.
Then Work 2 was never completed.
No, but Work 2 involved like...
Was it Work 2 or Work 3 where it was going to blow up?
Work 3, there was going to be like some...
When you think
Yeah, there was going to be some like robbery or something.
Yeah. There was plans for a fourth one also. You shouldn't bring them back.
I should. but still like use paint. Yeah. Wait, doesn't paint not exist though?
I believe it still exists.
Paint exists.
I believe in the new versions it does not. I believe they killed it.
How can you not have paint?
Right, paint was elite.
When you
because now all these computers have like programs where you can draw and stuff.
Photoshop.
Like no.
But paint was the OG.
You're like trying to draw things with a mouse. Oh,
what did I make that in like Windows Movie Maker or something? Yeah. Like yeah.
Just using like the microphone.
The little microphone we had.
Oh yeah. The little like beige one.
Yep.
The little skinny microphone.
Like attached to the side of a monitor.
Man. But then it also had a bass.
Yep. We were basically like filmmakers.
We were.
Oh yeah.
So that was work.
I think this is a good place to end it with a tease.
Oh.
Because I think we could, I don't know if we'll do this for the next episode. Last time I promised what we were going to do, it was difficult to follow through on. But at some point, we will do an episode about our wars.
Oh.
Molastic's Mark.
Oh, yeah.
And Splinter Cell.
American Idol?
American Idol movies that we actually did Witch produce.
Yes, I recorded them on my little camera.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we still have to do an episode about toys.
Yeah.
Because I think that was supposed to be this one, but I forgot.
That was just, we put a pin in that.
Hey, it's on the storyboard or whatever.
We've got plans.
It's on the docket.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And it's Super Bowl Sunday, and we're the hooligans.
I want the 49ers to win, because there are some babes on
that
team.
Goes our Chiefs sponsorship.
But I also want the Chiefs to
win. Oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have said the word Super Bowl.
Well.
Oh well.
The NFL's fiercely protecting.
Who's gonna like the diabetes guy.
Diabetes.